This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I really want to thank you for all of your support during this incredibly trying time when Google censored Natural News for 6 days, wiped out our entire website, which to my knowledge has never been done before to such a large publisher, where Google claimed we had some code on a subdomain, some blogger pages on a subdomain, and they used that to blacklist the entire root domain, the entire website. To my knowledge, that has never happened before, so we were singled out for this attack, but you stuck by us. I want to thank you personally for standing up for truth, for signing the White House petition. I want to thank all the people who wrote articles and did videos. SGTReport.com, for example, did an amazing video that went super viral talking about Google's assault on freedom of speech. John Rappaport posted many articles. I think Max Slavo did an article or two. Robert Scott Bell had me on. Dave Hodges, I was interviewed with him. Also, Northwest Liberty Radio, I did a segment on there. A bunch of shows, a bunch of articles. There were international writers and bloggers who were writing about it. Even SEO analysts, you know, search engine optimization people. I want to thank those SEO analysts who stood up for the principles of what we were fighting for, knowing that Natural News was did not engage in any kind of black hat techniques to try to trick Google or anything like that. That was never even alleged. That was never part of the conversation. That we were unfairly targeted, and we were smeared, and we were defamed, and it was a full-on assault. And the weird thing, well, not so weird now, is that, you know, I had been warned in advance. 4 days or 5 days earlier, I had been warned that this was coming if I did not take certain actions to attack Alex Jones over at InfoWars. And I went public with that, which obviously they didn't want me to do. So I knew this, I knew something was coming. I didn't know it was going to be this exactly, but I knew something was coming. And what's funny is, you know, when I went public with that, of course, a lot of people say, oh, it's just a conspiracy theorist, blah, blah, blah. That's couldn't be true. And then, of course, like 5 days later or whatever it was, 4 days, I was hit with this massive blacklisting. So it was like clockwork the way this thing came down. It was a hit. And I've got some new information I'll share with you about the nature of the hit in just a second. But the overall purpose of me recording this podcast is to give you my thanks for standing up for Natural News and standing up for the Health Ranger, to voicing your support, even criticizing all of those defamation articles that were written about me during this time, all kinds of insane lies, like just the craziest stuff you could imagine. They make it up. They just barrage you with lies and false information, just like they did to Donald Trump. They just hit you with all the stuff. But, you know, it didn't work. I didn't surrender. I didn't resign. I didn't apologize because I'd done nothing wrong. In fact, with your help, we stood together. We stood against one of the largest and most aggressive and most dangerous monsters in the history of information technology, and that is Google. This was classic David versus Goliath. And we, as David, we stood our ground as we were being bullied by one of the most vicious and powerful monsters in the world. And at the end of the day, that monster backed down. And they reinstated our search results. And Natural News was victorious. Because you voiced your outrage and you stood up for the principles of free speech. And you stood up for the truth that you believe in, that you know needs to be communicated. The truths that we state on naturalnews.com are truths that I talk about in the podcast. The truths about there is mercury in vaccines given to children, and it does poison the brains of developing children. There, you know, the truth that IBM did provide technology to the Third Reich, that IBM literally helped make the Holocaust more efficient. You know, truths about history that no one dare talk about, but we talk about them. And so you know that Natural News is such an important voice for that truth. It's such a rare gem of independent truth in a world that's run by corporate messaging and propaganda and government disinfo. And in this world, it's so hard to find anything that's true. It's so hard to find anyone who isn't compromised. It's so difficult to find a message that isn't scripted or twisted in some way to indoctrinate you. It's so hard to find real truth in this world. And yet, you know that Natural News is one pillar of that truth. And that's why you stood with us. And that's why we prevailed, because we will not back down from the truth. We will not surrender to lies and disinformation and propaganda. And I want you to know that just as you stood up for me, I stand here for you, that I will defend your right to free speech, that I will defend your right to free thinking. I will defend your right to investigate and to explore and to find out what's really happening in our world, to expose the corruption and expose the lies of the corrupt system, and to also share human knowledge that is being suppressed, knowledge about free energy, knowledge about natural cures, knowledge about indigenous medicine. There's so much science that has been suppressed. It's just astonishing. I can't even cover it all, even though I'm doing a film series called Censored Science, but it's going to just barely scratch the surface. The truth is that truth is very difficult to find in this world. And so when you do find it at a place like Natural News, it's worth defending. And you get that. And that's why you helped defend Natural News. And that's why we prevailed. So again, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I would not be here if not for you. And at the same time, I am here for you. I am not doing this for me. I mean, it's my name that's always dragged through the mud. It's my name that's attacked. If ego had anything to do with this, I would have been out of the game a long time ago. I'm in this for you, to empower you with knowledge and information, to protect your right to know, to protect your health from glyphosate and hidden unlabeled GMOs and hidden ingredients in vaccines that no one dares talk about. I'm here because you are worth fighting for. Your life, your knowledge, your future is worth fighting for. And that's what keeps me going every single day. And that's why I'm still here. Again, anybody who was in this business for let's say, money or fame or combination thereof would have exited a long time ago. You have to be in this for spiritual reasons, to keep moving forward, to make it through the barrage, the assaults, the smears, all the attacks. If you want to make it through this, you have to have spiritual guidance. There is nothing but God that can give you the strength to go through the things that I have been through. And so I just want to be on the record to tell you that those of you who have described me as a spiritual warrior, you're exactly right. That is exactly what I'm doing. And that is exactly the reason I'm doing it. It's not about even the small issues in this world. It's about much more. I also want to tell you that through some contacts that I have, you know, I have contacts inside the FBI. There are pro-America factions inside the FBI and inside the CIA. I've now confirmed that this assault on me was a hit that was ordered by the CIA. This actually came from the same faction of the CIA that is trying to bring down Trump. And I was given information that I'm going to share with you that is a little surprising. But this was definitely ordered. This was timed. that there had been a lot of oppo research on me that was actually handed out to other complicit left-wing media organizations, and everybody was given a timetable of when to strike. I mean, the whole thing was a coordinated assault. And the reason I'm now being told that this was done is, this is interesting. I hadn't thought about it this way until I heard this, that the faction inside the CIA that tries to take people out, they have limited resources. So they have kind of a budget of how much time they can expend on each of their intended targets. And they only expend resources on you in proportion to how much they see you as a threat to their agenda. In other words, they don't waste big resources on people that they don't think are effective. And in this way, the scale of the assault against me personally and against Natural News is a measure of how powerful they believe we are. You understand that? It's the resources that they expended to try to take us down is a reflection of how powerful they believe we are, and what a threat to their false narratives we are. That's quite fascinating, because it means we are perhaps way more powerful than we think we are. According to my sources, the CIA literally perceives Natural News, not the entire CIA, the anti-Trump faction inside the CIA, sees Natural News as such a huge threat that they believe we could lead, or play a leading role is more accurate, in a revolution against the status quo. They literally believe that with Trump in the White House, and with people like myself and Natural News and the independent media, that we could achieve a complete destruction of the corrupt status quo that keeps the deep state alive. That's what they believe. And they also said, again, according to my sources, and this is not me, this is not my opinion, this is what I'm being told, the reason they did not take down InfoWars in terms of the Google search engine results, and the reason they haven't silenced Alex Jones, even though there's been a lot of hit pieces on him. Again, this is what I'm being told. This is not my opinion. In their view, is because Alex Jones looks crazy to people, and thus he can never achieve a level of being persuasive and convincing like Natural News can, because they say the Health Ranger looks sane and sounds sane and is well-reasoned and is very, very persuasive to people. And that is extremely dangerous to the deep state status quo. In other words, if you look crazy enough, you're actually kind of safer, because they don't think that you're a threat to their control. But if you are persuasive and intelligent and informed, and you have a look about you where you look clean, I guess I'm a clean cut kind of guy. I mean, I don't have tattoos. I don't have dreadlocks, whatever. If you have that kind of look, you're considered more dangerous to this faction inside the CIA. So I found that very interesting, because that was not something that had occurred to me, of why am I being attacked so aggressively? What the hell? What's going on? I'm just a guy out there with a podcast and a website, just trying to wake people up and save babies from mercury. I mean, I don't recall ever announcing that I was going to lead some kind of mass revolution against the deep state. I mean, I've said a lot of interesting things over the years, but that's not one that I recall. I don't know if, do you recall me ever saying anything like that? So I don't know what they're getting at. Maybe they miscalculated. I don't know. So just to be clear, I am on the record supporting the Trump administration. I am on the record supporting national defense. I am on the record supporting honest law enforcement, especially local law enforcement, but the good guys inside the FBI I support. And I understand that every nation needs a national intelligence service. So I don't think I've ever said I'm anti-CIA, but I am anti-traitors, right? No matter where they are, if they're in the CIA or the FBI or the State Department, if they're traitors, they should be arrested. End of story. So let me be perfectly clear about that. But just if any of these people are listening right now, just to be clear, I don't recall ever saying that I'm going to lead some kind of a revolution, except maybe a revolution in human awakening. You know, that's the only revolution I'm interested in. I'm actually more interested in the spiritual awakening than all of this low-level political crap. I am not interested, frankly. I mean, I hate even covering the election, frankly. That was not something that I wanted to spend time on. It feels icky, so to speak. I want to enlighten people. I want to awaken people to the greater truths. I want to move humanity forward in a very real sense, like sharing solutions for growing our own food and being more self-reliant, solutions for natural healing, reducing suffering, reducing disease, expanding human knowledge, expanding the boundaries of science, even bringing in revolutions in our scientific understanding. Those are the things that I'm interested in. Overthrowing the deep state. I wouldn't even know where to begin. That's just not on my bucket list, so to speak. Like on my bucket list, you know, I would like to spend more time in nature. You know, that would be great. So, in any case, I found all this rather interesting, and a little bit bizarre. Sounded a little bit like, what, really? Nevertheless, I wanted to share that with you because this is, you know, I'm getting so many confirmations now of the warnings that I was sharing with you, like people that were threatening me, and I was sharing it with you, and then so much has come true now that you saw yourself, you saw what happened with Google and everything else. And now this is what I'm being told, that I'm a threat to that faction because I'm apparently persuasive. Well, okay, whatever, but that's just an odd way to go about things. Shouldn't you want effective communicators to reach out to people and wake people up? I mean, that you would think, but I guess our society is so corrupt and twisted today that they actually want to keep people suppressed. And they hate individuals who help awaken humanity. So ultimately, and that's my conclusion in all of this, is that we live in a kind of global prison system where the status quo wants to suppress human knowledge, keep you as slaves on their little tax farms, and keep you as a medical subject for their pharmaceutical profit exploitation, dumb you down with lead in the water, dumb you down with fluoride, dumb you down with mercury in the vaccines, and psychiatric drugging of children. Just keep you as dumb and as ignorant as possible. Make you watch like 8 hours of TV a day. Well, not make you, but entice you to do so. Keep you focused on celebrities and, I don't know, brand name handbags and sneakers. Just useless crap that doesn't matter while they're stealing your freedom, stealing your data, enslaving you in every way possible, and then attacking anyone who might come along and try to wake you up. It's like you're in the Matrix. Well, not you in particular, but the average American is in the Matrix, and I'm coming along, like unplugging the cables out of the back of your neck and saying, hey, wake up, you know, escape the Matrix. You have been a subject inside a simulation. It's time to exit and come to the real world, you know? So I'm unplugging people from the Matrix, and that's pissing off the dominating powers of the Matrix who are exploiting people for their own power and profit. So that's really, I think, a very accurate metaphor of what has happened. So if you try to unplug people from the Matrix, you are an enemy of the state, apparently, at this point. Nevertheless, we have achieved a great victory. The war is certainly not over by any means, but with your help, we've achieved a great victory. And what we've indicated to the deep state is that if they're going to try to silence Natural News or silence the Health Ranger, there's going to be backlash. There's going to be backlash. I'm not going to go quietly and just surrender my speech and be intimidated into silence. That's not who I am. So, you know, you're going to have to try something different. You know, I don't know, bring a crew. Bring a crew with some sniper rounds or something. See if you can make it happen that way. And if you do, you're going to leave some evidence. So there's going to be another different kind of backlash. I don't know. Try something different. Maybe try being nice to me for a change. You know, maybe use some of my analysis and recognize that it's actually damn good analysis. Maybe you should, you know, benefit from my talents instead of trying to destroy me in some way. Maybe you should read my website and learn something. In other words, is what I'm saying. And by the way, I'm going to wrap this up, but I have an analysis coming up about the coming Civil War, a deep, deep analysis that is totally shocking, even myself. I've done hundreds of hours of research on this topic, and I'm going to roll out it's going to be like a multi-part seminar or a talk on camera. I don't know exactly how I'm going to roll it out, but it's going to be a deep, deep analysis of the coming Civil War, which I'm now convinced is completely unavoidable. And I'm also convinced that the front lines are going to be in California. And I don't know if you remember, but 6 months ago or so, I warned everybody. I had a very bad feeling or vibe about California, and I warned everybody, get out of California, something is coming. Now I know what that is, and it is the Civil War, and it's going to be very treacherous and dangerous. So I'll get more information for you on that shortly. Stay tuned to naturalnews.com for announcements on that. In the meantime, again, thank you for your support. Know that I am here standing for you as well, that I'm not going anywhere. They can't intimidate me into silence. It's just not going to work that way. I'm just not an easily intimidated person. That's just who I am. So I'm going to be here. And even if they were to shut me off from every search engine in the world, you could still just type in naturalnews.com in your browser and you could still find me and learn from the information that I'm publishing. A lot more important information coming. It's all part of the revolution. No, see, that's what they think. It's the revolution of awakening. That's it. Everybody, wake up. Wake up from your slumber. Disconnect from the matrix. It's time to explore your true humanity, your true potential. And you are much more than a consumer and a taxpayer. You are much more than a viewer of a TV show or a Super Bowl. There's so much more to you. And if you can connect to Natural News and stay informed about all this, I can help you, I think, I can help you maximize your potential, which comes through knowledge and empowerment and personal enlightenment. And that's my goal. So thank you again for joining me on this journey, this quest for knowledge and spiritual advancement and the uplifting of humanity. That's what we're all about. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for supporting me. And we'll keep going. All right. Take care, everybody. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.